So, Shirley, you were talking about the shack. Can you tell me some more about it?
Okay, well, the shack, not as horrible as it might sound. I actually was born in this city and grew up on the edge of the city of Glasgow. And my parents, maybe I was about 7 or 8 years old, my parents decided they would buy this little wooden house in the countryside, only about 45 minutes drive from where we lived, but right out in the countryside. And it was really a basic, it was huge, it looked like a barn, and my parents wanted to try and make it into something livable, like a holiday house that we could go to on the weekends and summer holidays and stuff. So anyway, we went there the first time we went there. It still looked like a barn and had some beds in it and stuff like that. But no running water, no electricity, no toilet, no bath, no shower. It was like a barn in the middle of nowhere. So as me and my brothers, we are kind of raised in the city, and although we were kids way before video games and iPods and things like that. There was no TV. That was the biggest tragedy. There was no TV, and what we thought, what on earth can we do up here? It's like we're in the middle of nowhere. How boring this summer holiday is going to be. So we just had to, try and figure out how we were going to enjoy this holiday, and I don't know, what could we do with no television?
Yeah, exactly. What did you do? How did you spend your day?
We were out in the countryside. I mean, you just need to go out and look, and there's so many possibilities to have fun making tree houses, making dens out of the woodland ferns and things like that. Gone on searching for frogs. We seem to do that a lot. Poor frogs. We made like a tennis court out in the front of the. We called it the hut, right? I keep calling it a barn or a shack, but actually what we called it was a hut, although it was a really huge kind of a wooden house. And yeah, so we made up a kind of a tennis court, and when it wasn't raining, we could play tennis. We had to go collect water from a well near, like, I don't know, maybe 400 meters away. And we'd always have to go in twos because, of course, there's always an argument with kids. I did it last time. He has to do it this time. So we always had to go in pairs to get the water. For lights, we just used like gas lamps. For cooking, it was a kind of a two-ring stove with a gas connected to a gas bottle. We did have television, which was powered by a car battery. So we would save that until Saturday night because always on a Saturday night there was a movie. So we would save the car battery power for the Saturday night movie, and it would usually last until the end of the movie.
So, was
So,
it be like basically like to be camping?
yeah, I suppose a bit like camping, only thankfully we didn't get wet when it rained.